Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
Did you hear about this dude in Georgia who called 911 and in the midst of his emergency, he heard the 911 recipient ordering from McDonald's their breakfast?
Okay, so she answers the 911 call.
Yeah.
And she's also on another phone.
Correct. And I guess when you need a McGriddle, you need a McGriddle. But this guy was like, what just happened? So he found somebody snooping around his house, or his wife, I guess, rather, noticed right. This person around their house. So they call 911, as you do. And this is the dude in part of the call. Listen.
My wife called me while I was at work at about 9:30 and said someone we know was snooping around the house, knocking on the doors, banging on the windows and stuff. I was panicking because, you know, my wife is home alone with my 5-month-old daughter. And I was, you know, coming home not knowing what I was going to come home to.
Uh-huh. Hey, Griddle. I'm sorry, what?
Hang on, I'll be right back with you. I just got to get this order in.
Oh, gosh. Can you even imagine?
Now, this was like an emergency. I think it was at Macy's. I was in the men's department. I'm there with all my stuff ready to check out. And the woman behind the counter said, okay, I'll be back in like 5 minutes. Yeah. They're having a sale in the women's department and I want to grab something. Can you just wait right here? I'll be right back.
Ghosted you?
Yeah. Shopping.
Did you say anything to this person?
I said, I got to go. I can't. No.
Okay, good. So you didn't stick around?
No.
I feel so bad for this man because I had a police officer treat me this way when I called. You'll probably remember I was coming in on 81 and some dude turned on his dome light and pulled out his junk exposed himself.
Yes.
And I'm not going to say which local police department I called, but the woman said, legit, well, I don't know his side of the story. I said, excuse me, what might be his side of the story? I said, I'm just telling you because this might be a pattern of behavior where he's exposing himself to women and I have his license plate. Could you just take it down?
Well, because his side of the story, and you hear this explanation anytime there's any kind of public exposure. Oh, no, I had an itch.
It was an itch to show some lady how great his junk is.
His side of the story.
Right? And it's a woman. I'm sorry, I expect more from women, but like it's a lady. Come on. I'm not just going to call you and go, some guy showed me his stuff. And you're like, well, I don't know if you were like holding up a sign in your car window that said, please show me your stuff. No, I was not. So it's very jarring to have an officer or someone of the law like treat you like you don't matter.
Two sides to every story, Liz.
But McGriddles are delicious, I will say.
Hang out of your emergency. Just give me 5 seconds.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.